Butler Health System, by Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, by Mike McKee from Heffron Tillotson, by Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, by the law firm of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter & Graham, by Troy Allen Chevrolet in Slippery Rock and Troy Allen Buick in Katanning, and by the John W. Thrower Cement Corporation of Saxonburg. Tonight's broadcast can also be heard online at WISR680.com and, as always, at the Trib Live High School Sports Network. And now let's head courtside for tonight's Knock basketball game here on WISR 680.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Montour High School. It's Knock basketball, a Saturday afternoon edition. Hi, everyone. This is Scott Briggs. Good to have you along with us. As we get set for the start of this one, the Knock Knights taking on the Quaker Valley Quakers in a game that will go a long way, at least for the Knock Knights, in determining where they may be seated in the WPIL playoffs. The Knights now on an 11-game winning streak. Quaker Valley, one of the top teams in Section 2 of 4A. And they at one point in the season ranked first in 4A. Currently ranked in the top three along with Newcastle and Ambridge. And you have Knock and Uniontown both leading their section, both undefeated in section play, but ranked fourth and ranked fifth. So Knock needs to have a pretty good game here tonight against Quaker Valley in order to open the eyes, perhaps, of those folks that decide what the seedings will be. Good to have you here as we get things going. A little bit of a quick start here. The first game ran long, and then they did a real short warm-up. So we are just about ready for the start of this one. We'll take a quick break and be back with a tip-off right after this.
The law offices of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Whether you're a competitive athlete or a weekend warrior, any injury that keeps you on the sidelines should be treated by a sports medicine expert. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers offers sports medicine specialists right here in Butler to get you back to enjoying the activities you love. Doctors Rob Waltrip, Josh Zabo, and John Richmond have trained with some of the biggest names in orthopedic sports medicine and use their expertise to treat you. Tri-Rivers accepts most major insurance plans, including both Highmark and UPMC. Learn more at TriRiversMSK.com. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, partnering with the Butler community for more than 20 years.
Time now for our Knock Knights Player Spotlight, a chance to get to know some of our players just a little bit better. Tonight's Player Spotlight introduces junior center Cole Lassinger. Cole wears number 55 for the Knights and has been playing basketball since third grade. His favorite Knock basketball memory includes eighth grade game warm-ups and beating Mars his freshman year. Cole is a highest honor student and plans to attend college after graduation. He would like to attend a school where he can major in engineering and play football, but hasn't decided on where that will be just yet. In his spare time, Cole likes to hang out with friends, play video games, and spend time with his family. Tonight's Player Spotlight was brought to you by Heffron Tillotson. For your personal and business financial needs, please contact Heffron Tillotson's Mike McKee. You can contact him by phone at 412-633-1717 or by email at michael.mckee@heffron.com. Heffron Tillotson, meticulous wealth management since 1948. Member SIPC.
And welcome back here. We're just about ready to go. And this one from Montour High School. It's the Pittsburgh Basketball Club, and they're sort of a showcase series of games. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart and Seton LaSalle, the first game. The Highlands Golden Rams will play here as well. They'll play tomorrow, so it's a Saturday-Sunday kind of thing. A Knock taking on Quaker Valley. So really looking forward to this one to see what the Knock Knights have for some of the teams in Section 2. It'll be Ryan Stowers, jumping center, against Scott Frazier. Hill, Stowers, Conlon, Thiero, and Johnson for the Quakers. Frazier, Schreckengoss, Scheit, McKee, and Sanks for the Knock Knights. Knock, the home team in white. Quaker Valley in black with gold, and the Quakers control the tip. Thiero outside at the point around the hill. Top to Thiero. They run a little bit of a triangle weave, try to go baseline, and then a travel is called against the Quakers, so Knock will get the ball quickly. see what kind of defense Quaker Valley throws at us. Shite will work it down the floor. Quaker Valley looking for a trap at midcourt. Hawk quickly into the far corner with it. Schreckengost up top, drops it off to Shite, guarded quickly by Stowers. Around to Frazier. Frazier with a drive. His shot is up off the side. No good. Rebound McKee. His shot is up and good. He's fouled. And Brady McKee gets things started for the
rebound
Knock Knights.
23, Brady McKee for the end one.
Fouls on Conlon and McKee at the line. Brady shooting 70% on the season. Puts that one up off the back of the rim. No good. And the Quakers back the other way, down by two. Quickly on the right wing, Conlon with it. Into the paint it goes. Here's a takeaway by Shite. Shite going down the left wing. Shite goes in and has the ball stripped away. Another foul called against the Quakers. And now we'll see Shite at the line. It's on Adu Thiero. And Shite at the line to shoot two. Shite shooting 38% from the free throw line. No, it's not a shooting foul. Foul was on the floor, so knock will inbound left side of their own hoop. Shite into the backcourt to Schreckengoss. Far side to Frazier. Off to Sanks. Julian Sanks for three. Off the side doesn't go. Rebound by Frazier. Frazier outside to McKee. And back out to Sanks in the corner. Frazier. Julian had to look there. Didn't take the second shot. Frazier now tries to go inside to McKee. McKee in the paint. Turnaround's got to get it outside. Shite. Shite in. Shite goes baseline all the way underneath, and back outside it comes to Frazier. Frazier looks off the three. Now Frazier with a drive. Frazier down the lane, lays it up and in. And the Knock Knights up 4-0 quickly on the Quakers. Fierro with the basketball. Guarded by Shite. Fierro the guard. Knock a little bit bigger in some instances. Here's a three-pointer. Is up and good by Stowers from about 3 feet beyond the stripe. Shite, Schreckengoss quickly across the timeline back to Shite. Corner goes to Sanks. Sanks goes inside to Frazier. Frazier down along the block. Left-hander up, no good. And the rebound comes down to the Quakers. Ahead with it is Zernich. Zernich on the wing. Again to Stowers. Back outside to Zernich. Stowers on the wing. Stowers with a drive underneath. And the bucket is good by Stowers, and a foul on the Knock Knights. That puts...
Ryan, stay on you.
Foul's going to be called against Brady McKee, his first. And Stowers at the line for the and one. Stowers launches and gets. Six in the game, all of them for Quaker Valley from Stowers. And they get the pressure on as the Knock Knights come across the timeline. Here's an intended pass, goes off the foot of one of the Quakers by Schreckengost. And this defense by the Quakers slowing down the Knock offense. Right, he'll take Stowers across the timeline. Back across the left. Outside, Frazier. Frazier back towards the middle. Drops it for Sanks. Three-pointer from Julian. Off the back. Doesn't go. Rebound underneath. And a foul on the Knock Knights. And the foul is on Schreckengost. Six to four. Quaker Valley in the early going here. Bunch of fouls already. Here's Thiero with a three-pointer. No good. Tipped away and out of bounds. And they're going to say it came off of the Quakers, so Knock will get the basketball down 6-4, 5:23 to go first quarter. Quick start to this one. Didn't have much of a pregame show for you. Let's see, a quick turnaround here in this tournament. And when you have other radio stations sitting in your spot, you can't get there in time. Frazier drops it for Schreckengost, who spins back to the top. Jared, right side to Sanks, or to Shite, and then Sanks. And a foul called on Zernich. Third team foul for the Quakers here in the early going. Frazier will inbound right in front of the Quaker Valley bench. Shite has it. Now Jake sets up the offense as he works towards the middle. Right back across to McKee. Goes to Frazier on the right wing. Now back the other side, Sanks. And Julian spins the tires. And a travel by the Knights. A little slow pace to this one getting going. Fierro with the ball. Off to Zernich. Conlon back to Fierro. And Zernich up top. Far side it goes to Stowers. Stowers down the lane. Stowers with the left-hander is up and good. Big, lanky running. And we've seen the Knights struggle with players like this. Here's Frazier inside and out. And Frazier lays it up and in for two. Along the baseline, 4:30 to go. Fierro. And another foul for the Knights. This one on Jake Scheit. So they're going to have a lot of fouls called in this one, it appears. 8-6 in favor of the Quakers. They have the ball right side of their own hoop. Dump inside. It goes to Johnston. Johnston up top. Fierro with it. Fierro. And Scheit swats it away and swats it off of one of the Quakers out of bounds. And Nock gets the basketball. Good defense by the Knights. Nock with those six-footers. They're all 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2". Here's Frazier, jumper from the elbow, off the back, doesn't go. Rebound, Fierro. He comes along to the left side. They go down along the low post to Johnston. Johnston into the corner, Conlon. Conlon with a jumper from 12 is good. Where they shoot well, do the Quakers. They're up 10-6. Scheit off to Schreckengust on the wing. Goes to Frazier underneath to McKee. Back outside, Schreckengust for three. Schreck's three goes off. The Knights 0-for-3. They can't afford to do this. Stowers into the lane, puts it up, leaves it short, gets his own rebound, puts it up, no good, and then he's going to be coming over the back, and that's what that whistle is for. Stowers with his first foul, and Nock will get the ball. 10-6 in favor of the Quakers. Frazier will bring it down across the timeline. Drops it to Scheit, who goes in. Back outside. Up top to Frazier. Frazier down the lane. Layup is good. Scott Frazier sees the opening and takes it. And that's six for Frazier in the early going. And it's a two-point lead now for the Quakers. 3:20 to play first quarter. Fierro tries to drive on Scheit, then kicks it out to Conlon for three. Conlon's three goes down. Second three in the game for the Quakers. Knox still looking for their first. Frazier far side, up top to Julian Sanks. Then he'll swing it back around to Schreckengost. Looks inside to McKee, and up it goes to Scheit. Scheit with a fake at the foul line. Underhand layup, doesn't get the roll, and the rebound to Conlon. And then he's hit from behind, and another foul called against the Knights, against Jake Scheit, and that'll be Jake's second foul. 13-8, Quakers. Knock Knights.
Number 30, Jonathan Weir.
Cold shooting once again to start the game. 0-for-3 from three-point range. Started their last two games that way. Said last night they can't afford to do that against this team. Zernich with the ball up top, off to Theo. He kicks it outside. Three-pointer on its way. This is an air ball, but the rebound and the putback go to Jonathan Weir. Frazier with the ball. Frazier looks off the two, steps into the paint outside Schreckengust for three, and Schreck's three doesn't go, and the Knights are 0-for-4. Zernich with the ball. A far side it goes, and back outside to Zernich. Back to Johns. In the paint, underhand layup goes for Stowers, and Nock has no answer for Stowers right now. Here's Scheit throwing it away to the far side. Nock with the pressure there, and this Nock team has not faced pressure like this in quite some time. The Nock is seeing a team like they've not seen perhaps all season. So obviously is the best team Nock has played, and the Knights play in these other games. And right now it's all Quakers, 17-8 here with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Theo with the runner. Fierro gets the runner, and Ron McNabb needs a timeout. The Knights look a little winded here to start this one. And again, 0-for-4 from three-point range. The only thing they're getting, Scott Frazier to the basket underneath. And we talked about it before, that if Knock does not start hitting their threes early, get one or two of them to start things off, things go south quickly, and that's what happened here. Down 19-8 here in the first quarter. Quaker Valley with some talent, and Ryan Stowers, being about 6'6", and can move.
In the game for tonight's number 20, Ryan Lang.
Ryan Lang will be on the floor after missing last night's game. He comes out with Bajuzic. Knights will inbound against the full court pressure. Lang will get the ball. Ryan will work down the floor against Johns. Easily Lang down. Comes back towards the middle. Off to Frazier way up top. Drops it back to Ryan. Lang looking, goes to McKee high side. McKee, Sanks, three-pointer. Julian misses another one. The Knights 0 for 5. Piero with the basketball. On the left wing for the Quakers against the man defense of the Knock Knights. Piero just slowly back towards the middle. Johns into the corner, Stowers. Stowers goes to the paint, spin move, comes back around. Bajuzic knocks the ball away, but Stowers is able to gather it back in. Fierro with a drive inside, and he'll be called for the travel. A little hop, step, and a jump. You get one or the other, you don't get both. So substitutions for the Quakers. Bring Kyle Wolf in and Conlin back on the floor. Schreckengoss back into the game, and McKee sits down. He's not trying to find something that works. But Juzik and Lang will bring the ball down the floor. Ryan easily down the floor against Johns. And draws the foul on Casey Johns. Fifth foul against the Quakers here in the early going. Frazier will inbound the basketball. Comes into Lang in the backcourt. Lang crosses the timeline. Right side to Sanks. Julian 0 for 3 from three-point range tonight. Far side it goes to Lang. Up top, Bajuzic. Adam goes in and out and swings it around to Schreckengoss, who looks in deep, tries to find somebody, and back outside it comes to Frazier. Far side, Sanks. Out to Lang. Lang tries to come in, then back out. Goes it to Sanks on the right wing. Knox still looking for a good shot here. Here's Lang with a nice move down the lane. And Lang loses the basketball as he goes in trying to pass it. Quakers come back the other way. Johns outside. Swings it around to Stowers. Stowers tries to go inside. And comes around a couple of Knox Knights and lays it up and in with 4 seconds to go. Stowers with 12 here in the first quarter of the 21 that the Quakers have. Schreckengoss shoots it from half court, and that's the end of the first quarter. The Knock Knights getting blasted by Quaker Valley 21-8. We'll be back with second quarter action here from Montour High School right after these messages.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Well, welcome back here to Montour. Scott Briggs with you on WISR, also on the Trib Live High School Sports Network, where the Knock Knights trail Quaker Valley 21-8 here in the early going. The Knock Knights, as we've said all season long, if they're not hitting their shots early, it can get ugly, and it's happened a few times. And right now, the Knights are 0-for-5 from three-point range in this first quarter. And that's one of the reasons they're down 21-8. They're also looking at a very, very good team. Nauk has not played a team like this, period, all season. They've got the height, they've got the speed, they've got the quickness. Nauk's played teams that have been quick, or they've played teams that have been tall, but not quite this mixture. Lang on the right wing, it goes to Frazier. He's out there with Pajuzic, Schreckengoss, and Sanks. Back outside Frazier. Nauk having trouble getting the ball inside, although Frazier's got a couple of drives for buckets. Goes in again, lays it up and in. That is his third take to the, fourth take to the basket. And Frazier's got eight for the Knights. Johns quickly down the floor for the Quakers and works it back to the right side, KC Johns. Ryan Lang on him. Drop it off for Wolf. Back to Johns, far side Stowers. He'll go down low in the paint. The turnaround is up and rolls in by Jonathan Weir. As he was matched up against Sanks, and Weir, probably an inch or two taller than Julian. Sanks, elbow jumper, no good. Nauk misses another bucket. They go Stowers underneath. Stowers with a nice little layup for two. It's 25-10. Knights having done to them what they've done to a lot of other teams in their conference. Lang with a behind-the-back pass loses the ball. Ryan tried to go behind-the-back pass and lost it, and out of bounds it comes. So right now, not much working at all for the Nauk Knights. Sanks and Lang come out, but Juzic comes back on along with Brady McKee. Scheit back on. 25-10, Quakers. All Quaker Valley here in the early going. Early going, we're into the second quarter. Conlin tries to drive on Schreckengost. His shot is up and bounces in. They just don't miss. There's Scheit crossing the timeline. Scheit into the corner, Bajuzic. Bajuzic goes baseline. His shot blocked by Stowers. Stowers takes it away from him, and he's running down the floor. Stowers looks to go end-to-end and loses the ball. Out of bounds off of his hands, and back the other way it'll come. Stowers tried to go one end to the other, and then as he went into the paint, Stowers lost the ball. Bajuzic out, Lang back in. 27-10. The Nauk Knights trailing. Nauk has not been behind in a game like this all year. I don't think they were behind like this at Steel Valley when they were god-awful shooting. Brady McKee outside. Swings it around to Scheit on the wing. Up top to Lang. Lang loses the handle on it again. Ryan, he's got to hang on to the ball. Here's Schreckengoss with a three-pointer, and that one doesn't go. And a foul underneath the basket against... This is going to go against Quinn Hill, and so Nauk will keep the basketball. Right side of the hoop. You sit down here on the scores table when you're doing these games. Nauk has the inbound. They go underneath to Scheit. Scheit in the low post looking for a place to go. Comes out to McKee off to Lang for three, and Ryan Lang's three doesn't go. 0-for-7 are the Nauk Knights. Conlin with it. Conlin jumper from the elbow, leaves it short. Rebound comes to Frazier. Frazier looks to go end-to-end. Shut off there. Outside Schreckengoss, another three. And finally, the Nauk Knights get a three as Jared Schreckengoss knocks it down. Makes it 27-13. Maybe that's all they need, just one to get them going. Took Schreck a while last night to get going, but he finally did. Quakers on the wing with the basketball. Johns with it. Casey Johns pulls it up top. Down the lane, puts up a floater. It rolls out. Rebound to Lang. Lang quickly down the floor. Right side, Schreckengoss. He'll try another three and get it. Schreckengoss, two in a row for the Nauk Knights. And Quaker Valley with a timeout as the Knights have cut the lead to 11. That's one of the things the Knights need. They need to get that three-pointer going, and Jared Schreckengoss quickly down the floor with the three, not taking advantage of a couple of misses by Quaker Valley, going the other way. But again, all season long, this Nauk team has lived and died by the three-pointer. I was mentioning you sit here at the scorer's table, and you've got coach on that side, coach on that side, and the officials never make a correct call. Official down here, he'll call a travel, and that coach is saying, oh, it's no way a travel. And then they go the other way, and they call a foul, and that coach is arguing that's no way a call. It's just, it's almost comical at times. Perhaps they should spend more time coaching. Sorry, that was my editorial comment for the day. Here we go, Quaker Valley with the ball. And I'm not talking about our coach at the moment. Quakers with the ball there, end of the floor. Stowers out on the wing, guarded by Frazier. Trying to come in against Frazier. Good job by Scott to force him back outside. That's a good matchup. Into the corner it goes. Johnston goes in. Johnston's shot is up. No good, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Quakers have started to miss a few buckets here and there. Brady McKee with his second foul, 15th foul against the Knights. And Jonathan Weir at the line to shoot two. He's got four in the game for the Quakers. Misses off the front. Julian Sanks back onto the floor for Knott. Watch the game before this one, and I swear every time a whistle blew, there was a coach complaining. Second shot on its way. And that one's good, so Jonathan Weir gets one of two. And Lang now, and Schreckengoss bring it down the floor. Lang tries to work around Stowers, gets it outside to Frazier. Here's Frazier right down the lane. His baseline feed to McKee is up and good for two. Four in the game for McKee. And the Knights have cut the lead to 10. Adu Thierro with it. Outside to Danny Conlon. Conlon up top to Johnston. Set off the hill. And Stowers baseline. Stowers with a underneath. Reverse by Stowers. He is something else. He's got all the tools. And right now, Knock has no answer for him. Knock around the perimeter with the ball. Brady McKee looks back, takes a three. Three rolls off. No good. Conlon's going to go end-to-end, puts up a shot, and gets it. And it's back to a 32-18 lead. Frazier looks off the three, gets it to Lang. Lang goes down the lane. Lang's going to get an offensive travel call. Could have been an offensive foul. He sort of put his head into the defender, and Knock turns it back over again. 32-18 in favor of the Quakers. 3:13 to go here in the first half. And Hawk Knight's got as close as 10. But then it's back out to a 14-point lead. Johnston to Conlon. Conlon, foul line jumper, and he is fouled by Schreckengoss. Got him on the hand going up. And for Schreck, his second foul. That'll put Conlon at the line to shoot two. He's got nine in the game so far. 32-18, Quaker Valley. Knox shown some life here on occasion as he misses the first one. But can't get an inconsistent going. Second shot is up off the back, so a rare two miss by the Quakers. And Scheid will bring it down the floor. On the right wing, Sanks. Three-pointer from Julian. And that one goes off. No good. Knock has missed nine threes. Here's a knockaway by Scheid. And a timeout taken by Quaker Valley as Thierro was on the floor. 2:44 to go here in the first half. 32-18. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout and be back right after this.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The deal-making man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC. The deal-making mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The deal-making man saved us thousands.
Meet the real deal-making man today at Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC in Slippery Rock.
Welcome back here to Montour High School, where the Knock Knights trail the Quaker Valley Quakers 32-18. And the Quakers with the basketball. And Quaker Valley was preseason number one in 4A, certainly showing why. Just good, solid team. Five men on the floor. Here's a alley-oop they try to go to Conlin. And Schreckengoss went up with him. And the ball rolls off of Jared's back out of bounds, so Quakers keep it. They go underneath. Ball knocked away by Schreckengoss. He's got the carry. Here comes Schreckengoss going end-to-end with it. Schreck lays it up in the goaltending call. So Schreckengoss gets the bucket on the goaltending call. Sometimes you don't want to do that because it may not go in. First goaltending call I've seen in quite some time. Stowers chasing behind Schreckengoss. Far side, Tierra with it. Little guard looking for a place to go with the basketball. Now goes down the lane. Underhander floats it up and in. Wow. What a nice underhand spin by Aduthiero. Frazier with it way outside. Comes off to Scheidt on the wing. Scheidt now with a drive. Scheidt pulls outside to Frazier. Frazier goes in behind the back pass. Loses the dribble. Now Frazier, he's going to take off and shoot it, and it doesn't go. Rebound picked up by McKee outside to Scheidt for three, and Jake Scheidt drops in three. Maybe they got to be really contested in order to do that. Scheidt with only the third three of the game for the Knock Knights. 3 of 12. Here's a drive by Stowers. And Frazier with the foul. Scott Frazier's got the call to guard Stowers. On Stowers at the line to shoot two. Closing in on 20 points in this game. Knox struggles against really big guys and quick. And Stowers' shot is up and rolls in. I'm going to say that one was on the floor, so this is a one-on-one, as there are seven. It can't be a one-on-one. Well, yeah, it is. 18 fouls against Knox. Keep forgetting, we're the home team. And he gets the second one. 18 in the game for Stowers. McKee up on the high post. McKee almost knocked over. No foul called. Goes to Lang. Lang outside to McKee. McKee looks off the three and stutter steps. Getting the ball and trying to move. They move one foot, then come back and move the other. And knock with yet another turnover, and the lead back to 13 for the Quakers. Since they led 21-8 at the half, it's been a pretty even game since. Can knock cut into that lead, though. Conlin, Johnston, back to Thiero. Minute two to go here in the first half from Montour in a fast-moving first half. Thiero left side, it goes Stowers. Up top, he'll drop that one off to Johnston. Back out to Conlin. Working for the final shot here, 40 seconds to go in the first half. Thiero slowly up to the timeline. Ryan Lang playing defense on him. Not playing tight. 32 seconds to go. Thiero pulls it back outside. The Quakers burning off a better part of a minute here. Now down to 20 seconds. Thiero, and loses the basketball. And the offensive foul on pushed off. Red Lang close to him, and we got so close he pushed Ryan away. And the offensive foul.
For the Quakers, number two, Jackson Zernich.
So the Knights will bring the ball in. It's offensive foul, so no shooting. 16 seconds to go. Can the Knights cut the lead down close to 10? McKee far side to Scheidt, and it goes over Jake's head out of bounds. So Knock once again throws the ball away. Don't know where that one was going. And that'll give the Quakers back the ball with 10 seconds to go. And Cole Lassinger onto the floor. Brady McKee sits down. So Lassinger will get into the game here for the final 10 seconds of the first quarter, or first half. Quakers with 10 seconds to go and a 36-23 lead. Johns with a runner, and it rolls out off the top. Bajuzic with the rebound, gets it ahead. Frazier launches at the buzzer, but it's nowhere close. And the Knock Knights trail 36-23 after the first half. We'll be back to recap first half scoring. right after these messages.